Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour two of the show. Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. Time to go to the guest line again today. And as we've mentioned, tariffs are, they've been the discussion for the last several weeks. And steel and aluminum tariffs around the world have gone up. And the attempt, from what we are told, is to protect the steel and aluminum industry here at home. That has implications right here in St. Louis in the area, because right across the river, Granite City Steel exists. And to talk about what happens next, the founder and managing partner at Schultz Trade Law out of Dallas is Michelle Schultz, and joins us now on KMOX. Michelle, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, again, let's just start with domestically. How are these industries going to be impacted by the tariffs?
Domestically, I think it's going to have kind of a dual impact, because the steel industry has, of course, been advocating, or some of the steel industry has been advocating for bringing everything back to the U.S. But when we put 50% tariffs on steel, we're actually increasing the price of products that are made from steel. So it leaves the manufacturers in a bit of a situation where they have to choose, am I going to import at 50% or am I going to buy U.S. steel, which is more expensive?
Yeah, and we know that in Trump 1.0, his first time around, he did implement some tariffs that, while increasing jobs in steel production by about 1,000 new jobs were added in steel production, somewhere around 80,000 jobs in the U.S. in manufacturing were lost because of the cost of steel being higher downstream. Is that something that we would expect to see again?
Yes. In fact, many of our clients are preparing for that, because we help clients that are in all sorts of industries, auto, aerospace, and they're trying to build things. And the more you look at it, the more you realize there's steel and aluminum in everything. So when they're trying to source parts, they don't know where to source from. The tariffs have been kept in place, and they're expected to continue until July 31st, when the Court of Appeals will hear this case. So the manufacturers are still stuck with some pretty tough choices about sourcing.
So the steel manufacturers, or the steel workers, have, from what I understand, been on board with the idea of tariffs because they believe it's protecting their industry. There have to be some unintended consequences that come of this. That, yeah, maybe it sounds good because, you know, we're going to... Our steel is going to be purchased instead of foreign steel, but there have to be some unintended consequences here, right?
Right. Yes. And our steel is just inherently much more expensive. So the unintended consequences, maybe the steel workers are are happy now because, you know, raw steel would be made here. But the problem is, overall, the cost is going to flow down to each and every one of us. It will flow down through every manufacturer. There's steel in so many things. I've talked to two pharmaceutical companies that had issues with needles. And if you think about, okay, now I'm going to have to pay a whole lot more for needles, at least twice as much. Now we're looking at it's more expensive to get your flu shot. Mm-hmm. So it just flows down to the commercial areas.
That's really interesting. I never even thought of like flu shot steel, like steel in the syringes. Yeah. I just didn't even think of that. Yeah. And people, diabetics, you know, who have to have insulin. I never even occurred to me that steel is part of that equation. So, but what about for the industry itself? What's the unintended consequence for them? Because maybe it sounds good. Like, yeah, now our industry here is protected, but could it end up hurting these places like Granite City Steel that I was talking about earlier?
It potentially could end up hurting Granite City Steel. It leaves us with a situation where it's probably still more expensive to buy steel here. And so it's sort of a double whammy because the consumers would be choosing, or the manufacturers would be choosing, to buy steel with the 50% tariff over the U.S. steel. Because U.S. steel is still going to be more expensive than paying that high tariff. And so I think the steel industry will not come out completely happy from this.
I'm just confused, too, by the tariff saying we need to make things here in America, so we're going to implement these tariffs so that companies open factories here. Well, first of all, we can't fill the manufacturing jobs that we have right now. We're still looking for workers to fill the manufacturing jobs that we have right now. And I still go back to this poll from a few months ago that said, oh, yes, 80% of Americans want to have more manufacturing jobs in America. But 80% of Americans don't want to work in those jobs. And that's why this doesn't make sense to me. We've got open manufacturing jobs right now. How does creating more jobs, even if we were to increase the price of steel and increase more manufacturing jobs in the U.S., how does that not just drive up prices if we can't find the workers?
It does. It certainly does. And increasing the price of steel and increasing the need for manufacturing workers, you're absolutely right. We don't even have enough manufacturing workers as it is. So now we're looking at really focusing on developing our manufacturing industry at sort of the base level, as opposed to growing things like products made of derivatives, technology, computers, things that the U.S. is actually really strong at right now. Those more sophisticated products, it seems to me, will be much more difficult to make, and we will find that we're stuck with focusing on areas that are less lucrative and where people don't really want to work.
So in those sorts of industries you're talking about, tariffs might actually make sense?
I honestly don't think so.
Like the microchips, and Biden had the bill to do that. It was the microchips tariffs that he wanted to implement. Uh-huh. So that doesn't have a benefit for us?
Well, so under Biden, what he did was he created the CHIPS Act and it ended up providing funding to companies who wanted to establish their chip manufacturing here. So we have the vast majority of our chips coming from China. They really have the lead on that. And so Biden was bringing chips here, but he was also helping by giving them the funding to do that. It's I think that just putting a tariff on the products is something that the importer of record has to pay, and then it ends up flowing down to the consumer ultimately. So it's sort of stick and carrot. You know, Biden was offering some incentives, and I think now we're talking about disincentives to do certain things.
Well, speaking of incentives and disincentives, if the president continues to threaten tariffs, pause tariffs, and remove tariffs, he says he's negotiating, but it does create a chaos in the economic world that allows him to then, I don't know, help the businesses, save the businesses that he's threatening with tariffs. Like it feels as if he's able to kind of manipulate what's going on right now with certain businesses and certain companies. Like, hey, well, maybe Apple, if you treat me right, maybe I'll exempt you. Are we worried that there could be some illegal action going on here?
I think so. In fact, that's what the Court of International Trade already thinks, that the tariffs are illegal, because the tariffs that he's imposing under the IEEPA, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, those tariffs are intended for wartime and, you know, imminent emergencies. So even the CIT thinks there's some illegal stuff going on here. But as far as incentives and disincentives, what we're seeing is, yes, some companies will be treated more favorably if they're good to the administration. And it's very interesting to me, because when this administration first began, they paused the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which means the anti-bribery laws got put on hold. So I'm thinking, okay, so now it's okay to bribe, and we're going to favor certain industries. So definitely I see some illegal potential.
Yeah, and just like what you said, going back to IEEPA, and I know it's something that we didn't talk about a lot until this administration, something is either an emergency or not. You can't say it's an emergency and then pause it, or say it's an emergency but then give your buddies an exemption from that tariff. To me, that kind of screams at us that something is wrong.
Right, right. And I see that FCPA change coming full circle, because we're now saying, okay, so the U.S. is going to regulate bribery less strictly. At the same time, the lower tariffs, the favorable treatment, the special duty programs, they're going to go to the companies that have the most influence with the executive branch.
So you and Michelle, we appreciate your time. I've got one more for you before we say goodbye here. Working in trade law, this is now a very different time than it was just a few months ago in you know, how things are happening. And a lot of times, like the uncertainty with the way things are happening and the changing nature of it from day to day, we don't really know what's going on when it comes to tariffs or trade. What do you see from clients that you have? What is now their greatest challenge moving forward?
Probably their greatest challenge is planning for navigating the losses they're going to have from the tariffs, because our clients are, for the most part, U.S. companies. We do have some foreign companies, but they would have a location in the U.S. It's that U.S. importer paying the bill. So our clients are really hustling to come up with plans to either pay the lowest duty possible or take advantage of special duty programs. And unfortunately, some companies, not my clients, but some companies are going illegal routes.
Well, that's not good. All right. So,
no, never good. Never good.
Well, we appreciate the information and your thoughts on this. Founder and managing partner at Shell. Hey, look, now you stay above the law, okay?
Everyone stay above the law.
You stay above board.
Yes.
You, all right?
Yes. All right. There are high penalties.
We're keeping an eye on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle Shells, we appreciate it. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you both so much. It's been a pleasure.
Michelle Shells, founder and managing partner at Shells Trade Law in Dallas.
I'm so... Ronj, this is one of those things where not only are heavy, broad tariffs not conservative, but they've never worked ever, which is why occasionally a more progressive, right, a Democrat, like we mentioned, Michael Kelly, Dick Gephardt wanted some targeted tariffs. Yeah. So why Biden did some targeted tariffs. Say, okay, and a lot of times the free market conservatives would say, no, let the market work itself out. That's what the market does best. The invisible hand and all of that, we get it. But there were some targeted tariffs that would be progressive policies. These tariffs that are constantly being threatened, levied, paused, and removed make no sense. They've never worked. I've even heard some people go, oh, well, William McKinley, you know, President McKinley had the McKinley tariffs, and those were great for America. Well, first of all, that was 1890. The economy has changed a lot.
It's a little more global now.
Also, they were devastating for McKinley.
Yeah.
50% of congressional Republicans lost their races because the American public was so upset with how they were being hurt by these tariffs. They've just never worked.
And also, I understand the idea of wanting to keep business here, manufacturing here, jobs here. Well, yeah. I think a bigger problem with jobs is automation than it is anything else. But yeah, a lot of them have gone overseas. The problem, though, if that's what you want, is to us to just be America and all we do is business within the borders and that's it. And we don't do anything anywhere else. It's not realistic. Mm-hmm. It just the global trade thing is out of the bag. It's out of the toothpaste is out of the tube on that. We're never going back to a time ever where we don't buy things from other countries or sell things to other countries. It's always going to be like this.
And it benefits
us.
It benefits us.
So I don't know why we're trying to fight it.
Yeah. And also, we can't fill the jobs we have. I don't think people look at the factories in Vietnam and go, that's the American dream. Bring that here. Bring that to Dayton.
No one wants to go to Dayton.
Exactly.
Why are there so many St. Louisans went to Dayton, Ohio for college?
It makes me
sick.
Joe Pott?
Yeah, Joe Pott's one of them.
Charlie Brennan's from Ohio. He's not from Ohio, but he went to...
Well, he had the good sense to leave.
He did something in Ohio. Anyway.
He was in Boston. Wasn't he in Boston
before? Yeah, and Ohio.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. I have a text message.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. we've done your homework.
Message regarding our last segment.
Yeah.
To 314-436-7900. And this one says, I'm in the trucking industry, and my U.S. steel manufacturers have not seen their sales increase since the tariffs. Suppliers don't know where to outsource, and companies have no idea how to plan for customer orders well into 2026.
That is such a good point. Thank you for texting in, because when you sow chaos like this, you have to understand how businesses work and how far in advance they make their orders.
Yeah.
So I have a good friend who owns a store, and his it's a fair trade store. So obviously helping women in need, right? In Nigeria, in India, in Guatemala. So he's importing all of these handmade products from other countries, and he has to order them months and months and months ahead of time. And I said, so how are the tariffs affecting you? And he said, we don't know. That's the whole point. So yep. You kind of have to plan for the worst and under order, but then now you're not giving business to these women, like, again, who have these jobs to help them get out of dire situations. And it's such a mess, and it's so unnecessary. We're thinking about big steel. Why don't you think about the guy down the street who's running his family business and can't plan, doesn't know how to plan?
Or just, we talked about this a couple of months ago when this all started, that, and you don't think about this, that in March, April, stores are thinking about the Christmas season already.
Yeah. Yes.
And stocking their shelves for Christmas. They're placing orders for Christmas in like March and April.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be prepared for the Christmas season because you don't really think about that. But when you sit down and do it, you're like, man, that's okay. That has to be difficult because you don't know how much you should order, what you should order, if you're going to need it, if you're not going to need it. I mean, you have no idea. I don't know. I don't understand sowing this sort of chaos. It doesn't make sense.
And that's why, again, we talk about the big steel companies and furniture companies and the manufacturing jobs, tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs that could be lost. But I don't want to take my eye off of Main Street, downtown Maplewood, downtown St. Charles, downtown Kirkwood.
Yeah.
And all of these business owners, specifically small business owners, that cannot plan. Ordering ahead is one of the toughest parts of owning a business, because you have to project your sales. You have to project how much money you're going to take in, what it's going to cost, employees. The planning, running a small business is so hard. And when chaos is sown through tariffs, I don't know how
and
you do
you
it.
You can't be a party that talks about how important small business is and then do everything in your power to make it more difficult for them to operate. You can't do that.
And to me, I don't know that the president is looking at a small business and going, I want to make life hard. My problem is, I think he's disconnected and not thinking of them at all.
That's exactly right.
He's not thinking about them at all.
All right. Here is our question of the week. We do one every week on Chris Amy KMOX, at Chris Amy KMOX. That is our Twitter account. If you're not following it.
He's run out of threats. He can only go to so many homes.
I'm saving my threats for you not voting for us in the STL Mag A-list.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't voted for us there, I swear to you, I will end it.
So help me. Well, Rod, no, don't say that.
Well, I'm not saying what it is.
What are you going to end, the show or the contest?
I'm going to end something that is important to people who are not voting.
You can cut his mic if you need to.
We got to talk about the question of the week.
Okay.
Question of the week, how much would you be willing to pay?
$4.
Hold on. For one big sheet of steel, how much would you be willing to pay to see your favorite artist in concert?
Oh.
Okay.
Artist or band?
Artist or band, yeah. So, a band is an artist, just multiple artists in one band.
Artists.
So your options are $50 to $99. $100 to up to $200, $200 to $300, or $300 or more. It makes a lot more sense if you read it. So just go to Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. Please follow us at Chris Amy KMOX and vote. It will be our question of the week.
Excellent.
We'd like to know. Concert tickets, I'm willing to pay a decent amount, but I'm not going crazy with them. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I don't want to try to get free tickets because that's how I work. John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals, coming up next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Trevor swings and it's a drive. That's deep center field to the track, the wall. It's up on Breeze's landing for a home run. And the Cardinals are down by one. And it's 10-9 Blue Jays.
Almost with a comeback last night for the Cardinals. They have dropped the first two games of the series with Toronto this afternoon at 1:15. They will try to win the finale. Salvage that finale. That's what they call it. We have the pregame show with Joe Pott at 12:20. And then the first pitch at 1:15. We're going to talk to the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, in a moment. Brian is watching us on Facebook. You can watch us on Facebook. And he wants to know if the app is not working again today. Here's the deal with the Odyssey app. It's working fine for me, for my two friends here in the studio. They've had a difficult time with it. Amy, you just deleted it and reinstalled, right?
So I updated the apps. My phone is updated. I turned my phone off. I tried everything. So what I had to do was delete the app and then download it again. And I had to sign in again, which I know is kind of a pain. And now it's working fine. I don't know why.
I know Odyssey is working on it. It's not our fault. It's not KMOX's fault, to tell you that much.
It has nothing to do with St. Louis or KMOX.
Yeah, we know what we're doing here.
Well,
but whatever's going on with Odyssey, they haven't figured it out yet. So they need to try that. Mm-hmm. Try, if you're listening to us via the app or you're having difficulty, then you wouldn't even be hearing this.
You wouldn't even be hearing this.
So, but anyway, that's what you can try. It's working for me. I have an Android, so maybe you should think about that.
It might be an iPhone thing. Yeah, I don't know why.
My Android's working great. No problems at all.
The green bubble terror.
That's your problem. That's not a me problem.
Well, it feels like an all of us problem. Hey, should we throw out our question again?
You should.
About, well, we've got a couple of questions.
This is not the question of the week.
This is not the question. This is just today. Because of the Post-Dispatch story, Derek Gould, there was a poll that was taken from some kind of Democratic consultant
party.
Public
policy polling.
There you go. And wanted to know if a non-traditional candidate, and they threw out Adam Wainwright, if Adam Wainwright were to run as a Democrat in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District against Ann Wagner, who would win? Would you vote for him? I think that's a fascinating question. Now, to be clear, Adam Wainwright was not contacted by any, you know, Democratic political group. He does not publicly affiliate, or he hasn't said he affiliated with any party. He has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
He was asked by the Post-Dispatch, would you consider running for political office? He said, not now. It's not the right time, but maybe someday. But, you know, he said, not now. It's not the right time.
So this was, and we've had a lot of people when we were talking about this earlier who said, you idiots, Wainwright doesn't live here. He lives in Georgia. Yeah, we know. But still, this is a political entity that did this polling. So if you have a problem, reach out to them, you dummies. So this is a thing where he could, if he wanted to, and he does not have a home here any longer. I believe he sold it. Wasn't it about 6 years ago? Because I think he sold the house before he was done playing here. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong.
I have no idea.
But if you're in the district living here, or you have a house or whatever for 12 months prior, I think you have to be living in it.
What's Josh Hawley's deal? Isn't he technically
Virginia?
He was Virginian.
Yeah.
He was Virginia, but
that was one of my responses was, well, Senator Hawley was from Virginia.
But that's not even the point. The point is this is a stupid conversation.
It's an exercise.
A stupid exercise, yeah, for fun.
Would you vote for Adam Wainwright as a Democrat over Ann Wagner?
I just
Republican.
Would love to see those two in a race. It'd be fun.
Find the poll at Chris Amy KMOX. And here's what he said when he was approached by Derek Gould about it, or Gould reached out to him. He said, I'm honored to be considered for either party. They were adamant that I should take a run at it. One day, maybe, I'm ready to have somebody run I can believe in and trust to do the right thing. But that time for me, if ever, is not right now. So he didn't say absolutely not. He said, I don't know if I will ever do that, but it's not completely off the table.
That's because he's doing country music now. He can't focus on politics, Ronj.
You could.
Well,
You could do both. Why
he
the hell not?
He says it's a rally, but really it's just a concert. Wait a minute. This guy, he hoodwinked us.
Would you rather have a rally or a concert? An Adam Wainwright rally or concert? I kind of want to hear him speak.
I think he'd be very
charismatic.
Personable. Yes, and charismatic. Uncle Charlie. Vote for Uncle Charlie.
Do you think he would pound on the lectern with his fist? And do you think he would say, enough of this?
No, I think he would go like this. He'd pound on the lectern with his fist and go, I've always wanted to do that. Like that. You know, and everyone would go, oh, that's adorable. It's Adam Wainwright. So I think Uncle Charlie, now I'm not going to give away the results because I want everyone to vote. But one candidate is running away with it right now in the second congressional district.
I haven't looked, but I bet I know.
One candidate is running away with the hypothetical election for Missouri's second congressional district, Adam Wainwright, Democrat, versus Ann Wagner, Republican. And listen, I don't make up the facts. I don't create reality. I just report on it. And I just want to say that Ann Wagner's been in that office since 2013.
And they have not won a World Series.
The Cardinals have not won a World Series since. And I just noticed that.
We don't know that it's related, but we don't know that it's not.
I'm just asking questions.
This text message to 314-436-7900 says, I would not vote for Adam Wainwright. I would stick with Ann Wagner. She has been doing a wonderful job all these years, and she's still right on top of the issues. We also have a message directly to our Twitter account from Dale, who says, I would vote for a dead turtle carcass and a former Chicago Cub over Ann Wagner.
That's not very nice.
Well, I'm just telling you what Dale said.
Well, I know, but Dale, be respectful.
He doesn't have to do anything. Maybe he doesn't respect Ann Wagner.
Maybe he doesn't respect us.
It's possible.
Quick side note.
Yeah.
Amy is watching on the YouTube. And she says, I have an iPhone and the Odyssey app, works for me.
I think she's lying.
Well, first of all,
I think Amy's a liar.
Why would you stand
up for
Dale?
Every Amy I know is a liar.
Why would you stand up for Dale and then disparage Amy?
Well, because
Are you a misogynist?
No, it's the iPhone people. I have had it up to here with iPhone people.
He held up his hand. It wasn't very high.
I held it up so high you couldn't see it.
Ankle.
It was imperceptible.
I've had it up to my ankle with
you iPhone, and you did it 5 minutes ago, complaining about the green bubble.
Amy says, "Hey, now
she's fine."
No, listen,
she's fine.
Amy and I are single-handedly fighting misogyny.
It's not misogyny; it's anti-iPhoney. I hate iPhones.
You hate that you said iPhoney, don't you?
I do. I really do. I don't know what else to say.
I saw a part of you die a little on the inside.
I don't know.
Okay, at Chris Amy KMOX. Because, see, now our brains are, we've kind of, this story in the Post-Dispatch, Derek Gould, it started the snowball. Now the snowball is gaining momentum as it rolls down the hill. Because what if we found ourselves with a second congressional district race between Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina?
Oh. Now, I think
you said, would party even matter?
I think this would be an interesting. Yes, I think that's the only way it would be decided.
Really?
Yeah. I think, and this is why it would be an interesting poll, the next one we do.
Yeah, we have to do this.
So, okay.
We should keep it in the second district, though.
It's got to be the Missouri. It's only the Missouri District 2. Yeah. Okay. The poll will be, which of these candidates would you vote for? Adam Wainwright, the Democrat. Mm-hmm. Adam Wainwright, the Republican. Yachty the Republican or Yachty the Democrat? I have no idea which way that would go, but that would be a really fun exercise.
I mean, because that district is pretty red.
Yeah.
Pretty red, second congressional district.
So again, we're talking about Wildwood, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, mm-hmm. Afton. It goes down into the southwest part of the St. Louis area, right? Yeah.
I know. I kind of, yeah, probably.
So it's all over. It goes all the way from Chesterfield all the way down that way. And then farther west, too.
I think, do you think on his signs, he would have some signs that say Adam Wainwright and some that say Uncle Charlie? You would have to do some Uncle Charlie, right?
Yeah, of course you'd have to have some Uncle Charlie.
And you could have the silhouette of him winning the World Series when he closed it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was 2006. You could do a 2011, too, but kind of that him on the mound closing out 2006.
that still might be the friendliest, I would say, adversarial campaign maybe in history. Two guys who have a huge, great relationship with each other, right? They're not going to do any disparaging ads.
Well, the thing is, both Yachty and Wainwright could use that same picture. Just they use one half, like a friendship heart, like where it says best friends. You tear the picture in half, but then when you put it together, it's a complete picture.
This text message says, I have an iPhone and the app is working fine for me. I'm also a candidate for Congress in the 2nd District, ChuckSummers.org.
Is that real?
I don't know. But Chuck Summers is a person, and he is running for District 2 in 2026 as a Democrat.
Summers with an O or a U?
U. Yep. So thank you, Chuck, for listening. But he also said that he's using an iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't know that I believe that it works.
I don't think Chuck Summers has a chance against Adam Wainwright and
probably,
Ann Wagner.
Probably
That's not,
not
nice of me to say, Chuck. I'm sorry.
We don't know. We'll see.
We don't know.
You never know.
You never know.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We'll talk to John Rooney maybe. Oh, now? We need to take a break, though. Oh, after the break. Yes, after the break. We'll come back and we'll talk to John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals, next on KMOX.
Nato hits it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He hits it deep to left field. Back to the track. At the wall, and it's a goner.
Cardinals play this afternoon, 1:15 first pitch. Joe Pott has the pregame at 12:20. We are rolling up into that part of the day, and then we're hoping for the Cardinals to salvage the finale. Time to go to the guest line. We talk with John Rooney, voice of the team. John, good to have you with us. Unfortunately for the Cardinals, that a couple of exciting games here, but they ended up on the wrong end, and we'll try to salvage it today.
Well, what we've talked about, Chris, about this offense, it is relentless. It does not give up. 3-4-run deficits yesterday, and they came up a run short, and wouldn't you know it, it was on a wild pitch in the ninth inning that allowed that 10th run for Toronto to score. The bullpen just didn't get the job done last night. John King gave up a hit, but the next pitcher along gave it up on a home run when Leahy allowed a home run to Kirk. And then a couple of runs in the ninth inning, and it was just a little too much for the Cardinals to overcome. But I love the offensive approach, and I love the attitude of the guys in the lineup that they can get down 2, 3, 4 runs and still make a run at a pretty good team. And this Toronto team, the way their offense goes about things, very similar to that of the Cardinals, but their bullpen has been just a little bit better, and they've won 2 one-run games.
Yeah, speaking of the bullpen, Ryan Helsley, his last 3 appearances, he's given up a run, and he had been really good prior to that. Are you seeing anything differently from him in his outings lately?
He's giving up runs. We're not used to that. We're not used to Helsley allowing runs, especially game-tying situations that cost him blown saves. We're just not used to it, and Helsley's trying to fight through it and trying to get through it, and that's what he has to do. And he's not going to give up. We know that for sure, but just giving up runs is something we're not used to seeing.
Yeah, he had been really good for the Cardinals up until recently, and hopefully that turns around. But you did mention something about this offense and how they have been all year pretty much. I mean, there have been just a handful of times, I think, where they have been frustrating with runners in scoring position, not coming through in those moments or not scoring enough runs. That's one thing, as you have mentioned, John, that this team has done really well all year is drive home runs.
And there are times where they may seem a little bit flat. I thought Charlie Morton really handcuffed the Cardinals in Baltimore, but that's probably the best he has pitched all year for the Orioles. And wouldn't you know it, it happened against a Cardinal team that he's seen quite a bit of over the years. But this offense just doesn't give up at all. And I love the character. I love the leadership Wilson Contreras gives to the offense. And like Ricky was saying last night, Lars Nootbaar's going through a tough time right now. He had a break from the lineup. He's back in there today. That he'll find the stroke, and he'll be in a hot stretch where he's getting his job done. We don't have Brendan Donovan in the lineup today. He left with a sore toe last night. He was hit by a pitch, and he did not finish up the game, and he's not in there today, and we'll just have to see if he's a day-to-day situation for the Cardinals. And Pozo is going to catch, get him behind the plate. He hasn't been back there very much. So it's Nootbaar, Wynn, Herrera, Contreras, Burleson, Arenado, Gorman, Pozo, and Scott. And how about the way Gorman's swinging the bat?
Oh, yeah, that's. I was going to say that yesterday with the 3 hits, and, you know, you'd like to see him get more opportunities. They just haven't been available for him. But it seems like lately anyway, when he's had those chances, he's done relatively well, I'd say, John.
I'd say so. I'd say he has the swing down. And he had 2 home runs and a walk going up for the bat. He hit the home run off Bassett last night.
Yep.
And he just gives you a competitive at-bat right now. And he's zeroed in where he's taking some close pitches, but good takes, and he's not swinging at the ones way out of the strike zone. In other words, he's not pressing. He's beginning to feel it. And again, another thing Ricky brought up on a couple of swings before he took a walk the first time, he just looks better, and he's really close to where he needs to be.
I said 3 hits for Gorman. It was 3 RBI, but he had 2 hits in the game last night.
Yeah, he had a 2-hit game, and he was on with a walk. So that's 3 times on base. That's 3 times he did not strike out. That's the thing that I think that started to wear on him, and the pressure started to mount. We need to get Victor Scott the second going. I don't think his jumps have been all that good in center field in recent games, and we know how good he can be when he's really feeling it. Just to get him back and going at the plate and in the field will make a big, big difference too, because he's a really good player who's getting his feet on the ground now at the major league level.
John, you mentioned players, you know, maybe coming out of a funk or turning things around. Today would be a good day for starter Matthew Liberatore, who had a couple of tough outings, his last 2 outings, but turning it around today could be the jumpstart the Cardinals need.
Well, don't think for a moment that he's not thinking about that as well. He wants to go out there and have a really good game today, and his teammates are pulling for him because the way he pitched to open up the season, earn a spot in the starting rotation, his teammates, we used to say this about Chris Carpenter and with with Adam Wainwright. When they drive to the ballpark, the teammates feel like, hey, we're going to win today because that guy's out there. And I think this team feels the same way about Matthew Liberatore, and I think we'll be able to tell a lot by his approach and what he gets done in the first inning today against a Blue Jay lineup that features Bichette, Guerrero, Kirk, and then Springer after that. They've all done damage in this series so far.
You may have seen it in the Post-Dispatch. There was a story about Adam Wainwright potentially running for Congress, even though he says he's not going to do it right now, but a political group tossed that idea around. What do you think about Wainwright in Congress someday?
That's what he has to determine. That's his business. No concern of mine.
Okay. All right.
It'd be quite a career. Baseball, country music,
It might be Congress. And all that. And that's something that he has to make the determination. And
sure.
Anything he does, I don't care if it's in a political realm, it's in country music, it's in pitching, it's in helping people all over the world with clean drinking water with his foundation.
Oh, yeah.
He puts everything into it. So if he decides to do something, he's going to be great at it. But that's something he has to make a decision on, and I'm not getting into politics with you.
I bet he'd win. He's a very charismatic guy.
And Yadi Molina, man, key to the city any day.
It could be a ticket. All right, John Rooney, go call us a winner, man. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Take care.
First pitch, 1:15 today, and a 12:20 pregame show. It's going to happen right here on KMOX. Joe Pott is going to have today's pregame. Let's go. Get a win. Salvage the finale of this series before they go back on the road. It is Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.